So, nice crash course in private equity and venture capital for the afternoon. Happy to take the conversation in any way the trustees would like. I just want to comment that in your packet, we do have assessment from Verus as well, opining on the private equity space in general, and Adam Street in particular, and kind of concurring on process. And I mean, they're pretty upfront that if we wanted to pursue venture capital, this is a good way to do it with a trusted partner.
I'll move the recommendation.
I'll second it.
What's their commitment right now? What's their commitment on their fund?
That they closed on today? About $25 million. And we'll be going into the second close.
Okay. And can we get any other advantage in addition to a discount if we went more than half of the fund? Like, was, just a little bit?
I was in discussion with them. And so if we move forward in the future, if this one works out well,
yeah,
and we move forward into a separate account structure, mm-hmm. and that's where previous comment comes into play, that there will be more interaction between staff and them making investment or open opportunities for us to invest in the underlying venture capital funds, just like we invest in Paulson because of our relationship with Sigler Gov. So, but you know, that probably would be more appropriate in the separate account structure.
Okay.
Yeah, just because this is a standard off-the-shelf offering.
But I mean, we have seen a willingness to make the introductions, to start building a network, do the underlying venture capital funds at the staff level.
Yeah.
So early days. Not every underlying venture capital fund is willing to work with public funds, particularly given our decision-making structure. It turns a lot of them off.
Uh-huh.
But you know, we're starting to establish the relationships there. So that kind of intellectual sharing is an added benefit for us, mm-hmm. as well.
And separate funds are a normal part of their practice for ongoing.
Yes, they are doing more and more of those these days.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this isn't, it wouldn't be either one-off or brand new. This is a.
No.
Okay. Okay.
So even though you see they are raising less money on the global offering, but overall the firm's AUM is still growing just because of more separate accounts.
Yeah, I noticed your fee is 68 basis point average over a 15-year period.
Yep.
First eight years, I think, is 110 basis points.
Yeah, and then was that the base fee that we had a discount off of?
The discount is on overall fee. So
yeah,
for
well,
the fees we pay, we get 10% discount out of that.
Yeah, you're right. The first couple of years, it's 110 basis points on what they have committed to the underlying fund, and then it winds down. So we look at the weighted average over the life of the fund.
And that seems fair to you?
That's considerably lower than what we've seen from some of their peers. Yeah.
Is it?
Okay. It's still, you know, venture capital is still an expensive place to invest today.
Yeah, people usually charge a carry.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, but this is no carry.
Yeah.
So, but this is that fee's on top of the fees that Adams Street then pays to these underlying funds.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. What kind, you have a sense of what those funds are? I mean, those fees are.
For the good funds, because they have a success in their investment, so they get 20% carry. Usually, the structure is 2 and 20. So overall fee on their venture capital fund level could be 3 to 4%.
It's the one area where we haven't seen an erosion of that quote unquote standard limited partnership fee schedule because of there's a scarcity of the best. This is still a kind of a you buy in to an expensive asset class, but we're looking at this and saying net of the underlying GP fee, net of the Adams Street, how does that compare to other opportunities we have for our dollars? And we've just gone through the asset allocation exercise. Even net of that expensive fee load, and we're trying to minimize that as much as possible, but net of all that, we're still seeing risk-adjusted returns in excess of the public markets.
So I just want to clarify that we're not avoiding that 2 and 20.
No,
we're not.
No.
Carry, we're actually paying 0.68 points on top of that.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, we're still in the expensive land, but we look at this and say our expectations, net of all fees, are still advantageous to the public markets.
And we're really basing this on Adams Street being a top quartile.
Yes, what we have been able to do, and all the trustee comments about an unknowable future taken to heart, absolutely. This is the area where we really have to kind of judge our partners, judge our entry points, and make educated guesses and look at the probability of different outcomes here. Adam Street has been in it for longer, so they've got the relationships. They're not the only ones who have the relationships, but they're a trusted partner of ours. They have the relationships. We do see, a long-term tendency for top quartile funds to have their next fund be top quartile as well. We've seen this in the academic literature coming out of the University of Chicago. Steve Kaplan is the professor there, very well known in the private equity community. I've had very long conversations with him about his data methods, and they're pretty darn robust. Because this is a grossly inefficient marketplace where people are choosing their partners on non-economic factors, we're buying into somebody else's network who's already established that. So we think that buy-in, which is really the Adam Street fee here, is at a reasonable level. The underlying 2 and 20s, candidly, you hope you pay a lot of money because that means you've had tremendous success at the underlying level. The 2% is really a long-term or mid-term loan to the underlying GP. They've got to return that. They're going to make all their money off carried interest if they're successful. If they're not successful, they've kept their management fee, but they're not going to raise their next fund.
Any further questions? We have a motion and a second.
It's a trust me business.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Passes.
Subject to on-site due diligence.
Exactly.
Is the on-site going to be in Palo Alto?
It is, and we've actually got it this tentatively scheduled for tomorrow. It's a quick turnaround on this.
Wow, that's an optimistic.
This one's a quick turnaround. If there's strong board interest in another day, we'll try and find another day, but we at least want to put a placeholder on there. This one, we've got a lot of moving parts here, and this was one day that worked. Unfortunately, it's tomorrow.
Well, glad you weren't tampering with the election results tomorrow.
I know for one, I've been to the Chicago office on site visit, and I believe might have been to one of the other offices too. They're a well-run organization.
And John has been to the Menlo Park office. Yes. And Gail and I have as well, along with these guys.
Impressive.
As they mentioned, they already closed 2 investments. That's why we try to wrap it up quickly.
Okay, motion passes.